Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production, coming to you from Grayson University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is hosted by campus chaplain, myself, Aaliyah Farrell, and is hosted by campus minister,
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Grayson who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are here with our first guest speaker of second semester,
Andrew Woolsey.
All right, welcome back, Andrew. So we previously just pulled up that Andrew was on the podcast in October of 2020. So we have Andrew back here again because he's unfortunately leaving us.
Oh, that sounds bad.
For what, a long?
It's my 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, I was born in Des Moines, Iowa, but when I was two, I moved out to Boulder, Colorado, where I grew up. Both my parents are both pastors. My dad was a Methodist pastor. My mom's coming to Christ. And then graduated high school. I came to Graceland here. I did a lot of different things at Graceland. I think I'm most known for being like the house president for 2 years for Clawson. Ellie's boyfriend's one of the Clawson boys, so we have that connection there. Now I'm a graduate assistant for campus ministries here. And yeah.
And you're actually in your second year.
My second
doing
year.
That. Yep. Right. Yeah.
I'll have one more kind of semester after this, but
yeah,
this is my last like school year.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too, right? Because
right.
We're going to explain what you
my plans for this
your
year,
plans, which yeah, okay. So, all right.
What was church like for you back home in Colorado?
I'll stick with Community of Christ because my dad also a Methodist.
Oh,
pastor.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I was actually a Methodist before I was Community of Christ when I was 14, but with Community of Christ, I was baptized when I was 15. I always went to like the church camps. I didn't ever really go to like actual church.
But you went, like when you say you went to church camps, you went as a little kid to church camps?
A little
camps?
Kid.
Okay.
Like reunion.
Okay.
Reunion.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Being 5 years old and all
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
My favorite one was Camp Paradise in Wyoming, which sadly has been sold, but
oh, yeah.
Big Spruce in Colorado now is still there. All the church camps, all the retreats. We had always like the ski retreat, speed retreat during the year. Those were good.
So reunion for you was at Big Spruce predominantly.
Predominantly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because last summer, you and I went to Big Spruce together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when I think of church camp, I think of Camp Paradise, though.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Like my, it's my high school and middle school.
Oh,
yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of makes sense.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Did that help influence like you to come to Graceland? Or was it more of like I don't like you're a legacy child,
right.
Which is like most of the Community of Christ people.
Very true.
Like, was that a big influence or was it more of like,
I think it was. Else? I always really wanted to go to seminary and I guess I knew that like Community of Christ, I always wanted to work there. So going to Graceland for Community of Christ, it made sense to do that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really knew that. Like, at what age did you know?
I was, okay, it's kind of weird. I remember being 14 years old at a Methodist church service. And I would draw on like the bulletins. I drew up my entire career. I'm like, I will be this age at seminary. And here I am.
Wow.
So I follow that to a T.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
awesome.
You know, as an older guy, I
right.
always tell people, oh, have a plan.
Right.
Make be flexible, but have a plan. Well,
yep.
Sounds like you've had a plan pretty early.
Pretty early, yeah.
I guess, gosh.
And you stuck to it too, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Most times,
right,
like,
people
you make
yeah.
a plan and then God's like,
nah.
The plan isn't the right plan.
Yeah, but if it's God's
plan,
yeah.
Yes, it's like Andrew was connecting. Like he was in it.
Yeah.
Gosh, how is it? I've known you for 6 years, and I just now I'm learning this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I don't ask the right questions, evidently. Good job.
Thank you.
Aaliyah, yeah.
All right, so describe your Graceland experience this far.
Okay. I came in 2019. And that was the year COVID hit.
Yeah.
In 2020. But Mike and I were on the...
That was your freshman year.
My freshman year.
And we were on a church history caravan together when COVID hit.
When it hit.
Actually, it was pretty funny. If you wanted to... I mean, we were on this trip and they closed the university while we're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. When everything shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
A year after.
But hey, we came back. I got myself and then shipped back home right away.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. But then your second year would have still been in sort of a COVID like
year.
Yeah.
I noticed people like got kind of, I guess, like depressed that year.
Right.
Which for me, I was kind of the opposite. I'm like an existentialist, and so like my whole idea is to like live in the moment, carpe diem. So I got really mad at the world.
Yeah.
And so I dove into being a peer mentor, student pastor, COSA rep, mm-hmm. COVID facilitator for the Community Development Club. I like.
still doing all those things.
Do you think like that period of like COVID, did that like influence you to still pursue theology
I
and
think it
get your
did.
master's and
Yeah.
obviously like come to be a grad assistant eventually? Like, do you think that really helped that? Because like obviously you're by yourself doing a lot of soul searching or whatever.
I think it did. I think really I was okay, this is gonna sound weird. I was on a date with a girl a while ago, and she was like, everything you do is out of spite. And I think about it, I think it's kind of true. Everything I do is out of spite. I was really just mad at the
Was
world.
this in that time period, you mean, or now?
That was
You
2 years
said,
ago with a girl I think
okay.
about. But
Yeah.
I think when I was 20, especially, I was really angry. I was like, okay, like this is the world. This is I'm gonna try to do something about it, you know? Which that's pushed me down this path.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have lived through a really tough time. High school, I assume, for you and Aaliyah, and then Andrew for college. But yeah, I mean, I in my lifetime, that was the strangest thing maybe that's happened so far. So Andrew, you've been here for your undergraduate experience. So share a little bit about what your seminary experience has been as because your role here, you've been part-time working for grad or campus ministry as a graduate assistant, but then the real crux of this has been pursuing your master's degree through the seminary. So what's that been like for you?
I think I have definitely a unique look at this also. Coming from being the president for 2 years, for me, seminary is giving me this opportunity to stay with the boys on Clausen and still
Oh
be a
yeah.
mentor with them. Like,
Right.
we have this office right here, and always Clausen guys
There
helping
are,
out.
yes. In fact, I became a Clausen father because of you.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Not that I've done a really good job with that, but yes, okay.
You've done a good job. But I think that's been a big, I guess, an individual look at it is my relationship with Clausen guys and people
Yeah.
here. But in seminary, it's been good. Again, out of spite, I remember the first like class, there was some book that mentioned Spinoza. I was like, we're not gonna read about that, but we mentioned him. So I was like, okay, bet, I'll read that
Mentioned
myself.
who?
Spinoza,
Oh.
the theologian. So I read that, and that's been a whole path of like seminary, but also my own like readings and stuff.
Oh.
Which again, everything I do out of spite, but
So you're still, it's still your
still my
modus
mindset,
operandi.
I guess
It
so,
is
yeah.
okay.
Has it been kind of difficult staying in Lamoni for 6 years just because of the location? Like, obviously you're like in your 20s and it's obviously different than going in a big city. So like, how has that been just
For
being
sure.
in Lamoni?
So at first it was fine. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, which is, I think, the most beautiful place on earth. Don't move there.
Did you say don't move there? Oh.
It's already too overpopulated.
Overpopulated. So, yeah.
But being here was fine. It was a college town. I liked that environment. I
Yeah.
liked how small it was. But 6 years later, I'm okay getting out of here. It was
Right.
fine before, but.
Yeah, so just for our listeners to know, Andrew's actually in his last semester of working as a graduate assistant. We've arranged for him, like last summer, you're going to stay on and work for the summer, but that's actually for Graceland, not the church
The
so much.
church, yeah.
But so you'll be leaving sort of the end of July, I guess, or
End of
is that when spec
July.
is?
Yeah, we have
It he'll
respect, but
be,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Well, and you have a new opportunity at Spec because you told us before the interview
Oh,
started you're
yes.
going to be the
That's right.
Rockies delegation leader.
Leader, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
that's
because
cool.
the person in charge is going through some sicknesses right now. So
Right.
that's why I'm taking over for the moment.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
It's
So,
exciting. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you're talking about you're graduating from your grad assistant program. So what's next?
I definitely have a lot of options, which I very much appreciate. If you asked me like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I would have said a PhD program. And I was looking at Notre Dame for that. But now I'm looking at eventually being a Navy chaplain. I'm looking at a CPE program in Ohio. I'm applying to it actually today.
What does CPE stand for? Do you
Oh,
convert?
clinical pastoral
Oh,
something
okay.
T.
The clinical pastoral. So it's a training program to be a military chaplain then,
Yeah,
basically.
military or hospital chaplain.
Okay,
That's
okay.
the two routes that kind of go like
Yep,
that.
yep.
Yeah. So I'm applying to that literally today. And then that'll be for 2 years that I'll do that program in Ohio. Hopefully, it's a bigger city than Lamoni.
Well, there are some small towns in Ohio, but
Right. Well,
yeah,
it's
but
Cleveland, so it'll
oh
be
yeah,
fine.
well,
So I'm gonna do that hopefully for 2 years. Even if I don't get into this program, I still have an opportunity to do a Navy chaplain. So this is just like the best presented opportunity for me right now.
right.
Hopefully a Navy chaplain, and hopefully to a doctoral program after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still maybe Notre Dame or
That would
somewhere
be
like
cool,
that.
Notre Dame.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Will they end up paying for your school
I
then,
don't
or
think
not?
so. It's okay. They've
No.
been paying for my school for a while. So it's okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So Navy chaplain.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah.
It'd be cool to travel the world, aircraft carrier, some destroyer or something,
Yeah.
some foreign land. It'd be pretty cool, I think.
How did you decide Navy chaplain?
The link between Army and Navy. The Army, while you're kind of more in, I guess, the stuff, you stick in one place. I like to kind of move around, even though
Oh,
I've been here
so
for
do
6 years,
you have to
but
go through like boot camp and everything?
yeah, I think it's a less extent. It is 5 weeks and there's like an officer camp too. But
Well, yeah, since you have a degree, you'll
yeah,
be an
exactly.
automatic
Right. You'll be enough.
officer.
Yep. Well, that is quite an opposite thing though. If you think about 6 years in Lamoni and then you're gonna go tour the world
I
in
know.
two. I mean,
Yeah,
yeah,
it'd
so
be pretty
it
cool.
is pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm looking at a minimum of 3 years, but if you do 10 years, you get the full benefits, which would be nice too. And I could do 3 years active, 3 years actives, and 4 years reserve, and do my doctorate in those 4 years reserve.
Okay.
That's my kind of
Okay.
plan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, technically, you will not be finished with seminary. Well, explain that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have one more semester. I don't know to
So
call it a
yeah.
semester, but.
I have my classes end in the summer,
Okay.
but my specific program I'm supposed to do an internship or like a some kind of program
Right.
starting in October. So the program that I'm looking at for CPE also starts in October. So I talked to Zach,
Zach Harmon McLaughlin, Dean of the Seminary. Yeah,
and he
sorry.
knows this, but
Yeah.
hopefully he's okay with it, still me saying it on here. But okay with the CPE program being that
Being that's, yeah,
program.
sure.
Oh,
I mean, that
awesome.
makes sense to me. I mean,
Right.
it's like, yeah.
So hopefully they're okay with that too, that program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll never hear this
I've
probably.
already told
So,
him about it, so I think it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Because even to get in the
cool
program, you have to have a master's degree. So I'm
though.
kind of telling them I'm still working on it, but you're helping me to
But
finish it.
yeah,
So
right.
it all
Cool.
goes together.
That's why I brought it up because I knew you had this sort of what I would call dovetail experience where
Yeah.
you're threading one into the
Yeah,
other and
exactly.
it's really in some ways ideal for you. I
It
mean,
is,
you
yeah. If
know,
it works out,
so
it's very ideal.
yeah, if
Yeah.
it works
I know, I'm
out.
knocking.
Yeah. Yes, he just noting he just knocked on formica. So
Yeah,
yeah, or
that's cool.
whatever this plastic is. Yeah.
Right.
Not really wood, but it looks like wood. So
Right.
okay. Yeah. Well, you know, immediately in our future, we have the 2025 World Conference coming up. So, is there anything, I don't know, about you and about everything you've been through and going through? Is there anything particular about World Conference that intrigues, or I don't know if that's the right question,
Sure.
or
I'm curious because it's kind of a piece.
yeah.
And that's been the theme for the past since 2018.
Well, it's
Yeah.
also your master's, which you got your master's in,
It
right?
is,
Is this?
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should explain. So
Oh.
yeah, you have your
Good point.
choice of Master of Arts in
Yeah.
Religion, like what I ended up with,
Right.
but you are now pursuing the
Peace and social transformation.
Master of Arts in Peace and Social
MA,
Transformation.
PST, or something like
MAPST.
that.
Sounds like, yeah, never
Yeah,
mind.
right.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, my concern though is what does that mean for me being in the military if we're a peace church? And we
Yeah.
already have like Ryan Pitts, obviously, Navy chaplain right now too.
Yeah, what is he in the Army or
He's in
Navy?
the Navy.
Okay, so
Yeah.
Ryan's in the Navy. And Ryan has connections, obviously, to Graceland,
Right.
his father still teaches here, at
He
least,
does, yeah.
yeah, Max Pitt. So, all right. And they still live in Lamoni, his mom and dad. So,
So my concern is, what does that mean for me specifically, especially if I want to work at the church later on? Are they going to be like, oh, we're okay with you that you served in the Navy? Or are they going to say, hey, we're a
yeah.
peace church, you can't be doing that?
You know, that's an interesting dilemma. I mean, I don't see the role of chaplain as being
Yeah, I'm not given a
in
gun or anything,
right.
so.
Yeah. So it's like it's you're there to care about doing pastoral care
Right.
for the men and women who are in the Navy that you get assigned to work with. I mean, you know, so yeah.
I think
Yeah.
that's where you'd want a chaplain to be honest. So,
Right. Yeah. I just don't, yeah. No, I totally agree with that. That makes sense. So
that's
cool.
my concern for this world conference is what people are
Yeah.
going to say on different.
Yeah.
There are views on that, I guess.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not too, I guess, invested.
I know we've
Yeah.
well we've both we've yeah, I don't know exactly how that'll come up. I can't remember what conference is, but I know that that conversation has happened before, a
Yeah, I
world
remember being
conference.
a delegate at 2018 or 2019, whichever year that was. We had brought a piece then also. So
Yeah.
it's just been kept being pushed back, I know, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a long, illustrious time with theology,
Right.
undergraduate. I know, you it while you did you take religion courses?
I took a philosophy class, but
But not really
I was a
religion
history major,
courses.
so that kind of like
Oh
led me into
yeah.
that.
Gotcha,
Yeah.
gotcha. Well, anyway, so I guess I have a couple of thoughts about or questions for you about theology. Like, is there, and these might be pretty deep, I don't know, but how has your theology, how would you describe, has it changed since being, I don't know, in undergraduate and then
For
seminary?
sure, yeah.
Okay, how, I mean, I don't know.
So came into Graceland being a progressive Christian, which probably is true for most Community Christ kids, but not most Christian kids being progressive.
Yeah.
So I already had a very, I think, open-minded relationship with God and
Sure.
that all that. Transcendentalism was a big thing for me in high school. Like Jack London, Henry David Thoreau, all those guys. When I got here, my anger for the world and for, I guess, God was there. So I had resentment. So I kind of got into more of like a my own will to power, what I thought was going to be like, I don't know, what I thought I wasn't going to do. Which led me down to, I guess, nihilism, absurdism, existentialism, eventually, and realism. So I consider myself to be a Christian existentialist, which is God's given me opportunity and I'm going to try to fit into God's will now. So it's like aligning my willpower with God's will is my goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Is there
Well,
anything you're from a theological perspective, something you're passionate about? I mean, I don't know whether that would tie with your plans to become a Navy chaplain or maybe something else. I don't know.
right. I think the biggest thing for me and like why I've been angry is like coming from the Rockies or being on Claas and like I consider those are my boys, those are my people that
Right.
I'm trying to like help in the world. And so that really is my passion. That's to be an example for those guys to show what you can do, and then also do what needs to be done too.
Yeah.
Do the thing. So it's kind of like a two-prong approach, but that's my passion. It's just to really be there for those guys in any way possible.
Yeah. And you're sort of extending that in some ways in the Navy as well. I
Right.
mean, you would be because your boys or
Yeah,
people,
exactly.
not maybe
People,
not
yeah.
just not just men.
The Navy people.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
Navy people.
Sea
So
people.
yeah. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
good.
And I think also just like when I think of like the Rockies guys that are especially the Rockies delegation, but they come from not much means. And so trying to show them, hey, this is, going to college, getting like showing them what you can attain. While I
Yeah.
have myself do have more means than most people do. Still being an example in the world that they can actually see and talk to, I think is
Yeah,
good also.
absolutely. Okay, great. Well, Andrew, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. So thank you for this
I'll
interview.
see you guys in 6 years, right?
You still have a couple more months.
Yeah, right. We're not quite ready to get
Do
rid
you have any closing thoughts? Anything
of
else
it.
you'd like our listeners to know?
I'll talk to kids who are thinking of coming to Graceland. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I think when I think of it this way, when I tell a normal person to come to Graceland, I might have some reserves, but if I had to tell my own kid to come here, it's 100%. I would say come to Graceland. This is where it made me the person I am today. The hardships are there for sure. Any college has them, but the community is such a safe place to fail here. I failed so many times, I know that I have, but I'm still being able to succeed in life. So I think Graceland's the place to go to find out who you are and just to become a better version of yourself.
Nice. Thank you.
That wraps things up for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you guys for listening. This is Aaliyah
Andrew
and Mike.
signing off until next time.